I'm married, but I don't wear a wedding ring because I'm mega weird about my hands. I can't have like markings or stamps or any of that. It drives me nuts. So
loves chicken wings.
Ketchup.
I loves.
A lot of napkins. And Ray was like, "Hey Dan, why don't you wear a wedding ring?" And I was like, "Well, you know," I gave him the whole spiel. I said, "I'm gonna eventually have to get a tattoo, right?" And he said, "Well, you should get one while you're down here." And I was, and at the time, my hands were literally sunburned because it was like middle of February or something when we were out there. So my pasty ass was down there, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, everything on me was sunburned, right? So I said, "Man, I ain't getting a tattoo on this hot dog, man. That's some sunburn right now. That, you know how bad that would hurt." Just said it in passing, and I was like, "Tattoo on a sunburn, that's kind of a cool idea." And they were like, "We're going to play Madden." And so they went in and started playing Madden.
We did.
And I started working on the song. And then I went in and said, "Hey, I think this is kind of cool. It's a little out of pocket, but it's kind of a weird idea." I play it for them, and Luke was like, "I feel like it just hurts too much. That sounds like it hurts. I don't know if I'm into it." And I was like, "Okay." Ray's like, I'll finish it with you." So we're like, "Sick." So Ray comes out. We work on it a little bit. We didn't really put a whole lot into it, though, did we? Just
probably a verse, bones of the course.
Yeah, yep. not a huge thing. And so we come back, and we're like, "Hey, Luke, you sure you don't like this?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm positive." And so we're like, "Okay, let's see if anybody else does, right?" Because that's what we do is Music Row songwriters. So we were like, "Man, we got this day with Ben Hayslip. We should finish this thing out and just see if anybody cares." So we finished it out with Hayslip, our version of it. I think I had maybe said something to you about it, and then you went to his house and
the day that the day
about it
well too. No, I just so the day that it was supposed to get cut, we were just hanging out, like going to his house to hang out. He was like, "What song is it?" I was like, "It's just actually, we might have started down the keys. It's called Tattoo on Sunburn." He's like, "I don't remember much about it. Will you play it?" And so then I just played the whole song in its entirety. And at that time,
but didn't
just
you
like,
literally play? You didn't.
No,
play
I sat
the
down
record.
With the guitar and played. Yeah. I remember him being like, "Oh, that's pretty cool," and like just kind of sits back. We don't really say anything else about it.
I had told you that Ray played it for me, and you were like, "Yeah, I got the demo," and you played me the demo for it that night. And then I was like, cool, man. Like, I was like, "Well, I like this, but there's some things I don't like about it. You know, like where certain things are and how they fall." And
And you put my favorite line in there now, which I know that seems like something I would say in order to get a song cut, but it's already cut, so it doesn't matter. But it was the Due West Arkansas. Line.
Yeah, I was jealous of that too.
Yeah, because that made it come from the Carolinas instead of. Because we wrote it about down 65, you know, in Panama City or whatever. Mm-hmm. But his perspective was from the
right, like Myrtle or Outer Banks.
What was
or
cool,
whatever,
how this winding road like led to what it was. And if you take any of those parts out, the song never ends up the way it finished up.
Yeah,
so
pretty sick.
Yeah, that one turned out good.